Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week marked a milestone in the Montana election calendar as we passed the deadline for the Secretary of State to decide which ballot measures would be certified and approved for the ballot and which would fail. In all, 7 measures were approved for signature gathering, and of those, 3 garnered enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Those were CI 126, 127, and 128. All of which would significantly change the culture of Montana, and the big difference between those that gathered enough signatures and those that did not is the fact that those that were approved were dreamt up, drafted, and paid for with out-of-state money. CI 128 is a perfect example. Millions of out-of-state dollars flowed into Montana, which were then used to pay for roughly 150 out-of-state signature gatherers, making $35 an hour. They fanned out across the state like a biblical plague of locusts, and eventually turned in 117,000 signatures, far more than the 60,000 necessary to get the initiative on the ballot. Unfortunately, quantity does not necessarily equate to quality, and roughly half of the signatures were thrown out as invalid. Of the 117,000 originally turned in, only 65,000 were declared valid. And this is after the Montana Supreme Court put its thumb on the scale and changed the definition of a qualified elector to ensure that more signatures qualified. Our most recent polling shows that most voters have no idea what this initiative really does and would not vote for it if they did. They have no idea that it allows late-term abortions up to the moment of birth on the recommendation of any so-called healthcare professional. The term healthcare professional does not necessarily mean a doctor. As worded in the initiative, it means anyone who simply works in the healthcare industry in any capacity. The ballot measure also allows minors to get surgical abortions without their parents' knowledge or consent. This opens the door for an abuser to take his victim for an abortion without her parents ever knowing. The bottom line is that this amendment allows for no parents, no doctors, and no limits on abortion. It's simply a constitutionally guaranteed revenue generator for Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. The 2 remaining ballot measures were sponsored by liberal out-of-state groups to change the way that we do elections in the hopes of electing more Democrats. CI 126 does away with party-affiliated primaries and instead replaces them with a wide-open top 4 primary system, a system that allows a candidate from one party to sneak through after 3 candidates from another party divide up a majority of the votes. In Montana's case, where the vast majority of candidates are Republican, you could have a scenario where 2 Republicans and a Libertarian divide 65% of the votes, and a Democrat wins the general election with only 35% of the vote. It's a terrible idea that began making the rounds a few cycles ago. Alaska voters fell for it, and it's been such a disaster that they're now trying to go back to their old system. CI 127 would require that most state elections be won by a majority of the vote. A great idea on its face, but it was only introduced to soften the negative potential of CI 126. There's always the chance that CI 126 would pass and 127 would fail, in which case we'd be in the same boat as Alaska. CI 126 and 128 are far too radical for Montana, and we hope that the voters are smart enough to see the truth. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.